Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
So it's time for Mindy's Logic. What I'm going to do is ask her some questions, some would you rather questions, which are pretty cool. And you can feel free to play along if you're in the car here this morning and listen up. And so it's a lot of fun. So let's get right to it. Hang on. Let me get my glasses on. There we go. Hey, now I can see them. Hey, Mindy, you ready?
Yes.
Here's our first one. When walking, you always feel like you're walking in deep sand, or always feel like your foot is half asleep?
Oh, geez. I'm taking the feeling like I'm walking in sand because my foot tends to go to sleep a lot, actually, especially when I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. I think that's a common
problem. Caleb and I've talked about this off the air. Well, because I get sidetracked and I'm looking through Facebook and stuff. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh, crap, my leg and my foot are asleep. And I can just be sitting on the floor and the same thing happens to me, too. I think I have some bad circulation.
Yeah, it sounds like a circulation problem.
Yeah. All right. I am getting old, so.
Mindy, would you rather have the ability to erase memories from your mind or from someone else's mind?
Oh, wow. That reminds me of the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen that movie.
It's Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, and basically they go in and have this procedure done to get rid of memories of the person they had been dating. It wipes out everything to do with that.
Really?
Yes, and so then you don't have all those heartbreak, but they end up, you know, it kind of is one of those things that somehow you keep reconnecting. So I think I would probably do my own mind. I wouldn't feel good about taking someone else's memories.
That's like the Vulcan mind trick, right?
It'd be kind of mean.
Yeah, Mr. Spock can put his hands on your head and get rid of those memories, right? Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our final one. Would you rather, Mindy, be on a 12-hour flight when all the bathrooms malfunction and nobody can use them?
Oh, jeez.
Or have the plane touch down at an unscheduled location so everyone can use the bathroom, but delays the flight for 12 hours?
Oh, I'm definitely going with the second one, just because I have a very strong bladder, so I'd be able to make it the 12 hours, but I know a lot of people that don't, and I actually was on a flight for 13 hours to Australia, and I've actually been trapped in an airport for overnight before. Bob and I did on the way back to New York. We had to spend the night in ATL, which anybody that's ever been at our airport, they leave all the lights on, all the sound on. So the problem is with airports, why don't they have seats like in an airplane that you can lift that bar, your armrest? So it's like impossible to sleep on because you're like leaning over that metal piece.
Agree with you 1,000%.
They know that people need to rest in the people get to airports way earlier. They have long layovers like that. So at least make it a little more comfortable for us.
Okay, that's a brilliant idea. Why don't they do that?
I don't get it.
I mean, you're at the airport, you're gonna wait.
And you're at their mercy as it is.
Yeah.
So it's like paying overly amounts of, you know, overpaying for food and everything else. So yeah. That's my logic.
All right.
I can't say that it's logic or illogical.
So later in the week, we might have your brother and Bob, your husband, join us on this little...
Yeah, take turns and see what their brains come up with. I'm always the one getting... Because the whole reason is that Caleb came up with this is because I'll come up with things out of my mind. He's like, where did that come from? So that's how we came up with this game.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.